This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people fled wildfires burning out of control in Greece and Turkey on Friday as a protracted heat wave turns forests into tinderboxes and flames threaten populated areas, electricity installations, and historic sites. On the Greek island of Evia, the Coast Guard mounted a major operation to evacuate hundreds of people by sea, using patrol boats as well as fishing and private vessels to rescue residents and vacationers from flames overnight and into Friday. A Coast Guard spokesman told state broadcaster ERT that 653 people had been evacuated from beaches on the island after all other means of escape were cut off by fires. They have raged in many parts of Greece as the country has been baked by a prolonged heat wave that sent temperatures soaring to 45 degrees Celsius or 113 degrees Fahrenheit. In neighboring Turkey, wildfires described as the worst in decades has swept through swaths of the southern coast for the past 10 days, killing 8 people. More than 1,000 firefighters and nearly 20 aircraft are now battling major fires across Greece. Several European countries are sending or have already sent firefighters, planes, helicopters, and vehicles to help. The Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah fired barrages of rockets towards Israel forces on Friday, drawing retaliatory fire from Israel into South Lebanon in a third day of cross-border salvos amid wider regional tensions with Iran, suggesting its attack was calibrated to avoid further escalation. Hezbollah says it's targeted open ground near Israel forces in retaliation for Israel airstrikes that had also struck open areas. Israel says it does not want to escalate to a full war. This is VOA News. The Philippines placed its Manila capital region under a two-week lockdown on Friday as the Southeast Asian country's health ministry reports more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases, the largest single-day jump in infections for almost 4 months. The Philippines is battling one of Asia's biggest COVID-19 outbreaks and has seen a steady rise in infections over the last 2 weeks, with health officials have attributed to the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus. To enforce lockdown orders, police have set up quarantine checkpoints around the Manila capital region, an urban sprawl of 16 cities home to more than 13 million people. Nearly 10 million people have been vaccinated, or just 9% of the Philippines' 110 million population. Manila officials said they want to use the two-week lockdown period to vaccinate 4 million people in the capital region. The Philippines is aiming to vaccinate up to 70 million people this year. Over half of Australia's population is under a hard lockdown on Friday as the country tries to contain its latest surge in COVID cases. In Sydney, officials are warning residents to brace themselves for another day of record new infections driven by the Delta variant. Meanwhile, in the neighboring state of Victoria, hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters took to the streets of Melbourne on Thursday. That day, the state entered its sixth lockdown of the pandemic, and residents are growing frustrated. Cases are falling in Brisbane, the state capital of Queensland, and authorities there say they hope to lift restrictions on Sunday. Australia may have managed to keep its cases relatively low due to snap lockdowns and strict border controls, but people are growing impatient over the country's sluggish vaccine rollout, with just 21% of people above 16 fully vaccinated. Taliban fighters on Friday assassinated the Afghanistan's government's top media and information officer in the capital, Kabul, an act condemned by the senior U.S. diplomat in the country as an affront to human rights and free speech. The Taliban claims responsibility for killing the head of the government media and information center. An official in the Federal Interior Ministry said, quote, "The savage terrorists killed him during Friday prayers." The assassination was the latest in a series conducted by the hardline Islamist group to weaken President Ashraf Ghani's democratically elected Western-backed regime. Scores of social activists, journalists, bureaucrats, judges, and public figures who were fighting to sustain a liberal Islamic regime have also been killed by Taliban fighters in a bid to silence voices of dissent in the war-torn country. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.